Good morning, everybody. It's a great pleasure for me to be here with you. Allow me to present to your attention a short information about human cystic echinococcosis in Bulgaria for the period from 2006 to 2017. You know that human parasitic zoonoses are diseases posing a major challenge to public health systems in endemic countries. In Bulgaria, of great medical and social significance is the cystic echinococcosis. By number of cases and annual incidence among people, Bulgaria ranks first among the member states of the European Union. On this slide, we present data about number of cases and annual incidence by years. You can see numbers. From 2006 to 2017, in the country were registered more than 4,000 cases. Here you can see the number of primary cases and relapses by years. For the period, we registered 3,868 primary cases and 425 cases of relapse. The relative share of the relapses is about 10%. Here you can see distribution of the disease by age groups. During the period were registered 3,516 cases of cystic echinococcosis in adult persons and 777 cases in children and adolescents. The relative share of childhood infection is 18%. Here we present the average incidence for the period by regions compared to the average incidence for the country, which is 4.5 per 100,000. On the map in green are marked the districts with highest average incidence for the studied period. Of them, with high average incidence is the region of Sliven, where we registered incidence from 15.18 per 100,000. The areas with highest incidence of cystic echinococcosis in humans fall within three regions. It is economic zones of the country, southeast, northeast and south central, where about 60% of sheep are grown. On the previous slide, you saw that more of districts with high incidence are located in these three economic zones. On this map, you can see also the number of sheep by economic zones and their relative share of total of the country. We don't have data about total population of dogs in Bulgaria, but annual censuses show it a decrease in the number of wandering dogs for 435 in 2011 to 26,819 in 2017. Although Bulgaria has highest incidence among the EU member states, data from our survey display a sustained trend of decreasing the registered annual morbidity. The most affected areas in the country are in the regions with well-developed sheep breeding and ethnic heterogeneity of the population in them. We believe that from the side of human medicine, There are no particular difficulties with the diagnosis, treatment and surveillance of the disease. Measures to reduce the incidence include enforcement of the preventive actions by the public health authorities with media collaboration and involvement. And you know, there is need for improvement of measures for regular deworming of dogs. Here you can see two of our publications in the field, and thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much for this interesting presentation, which is now open for discussion. So, Pablo, please.
Hello, Pablo Maximov, Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm wondering whether you genotype or did the genotyping of those isolates?
There is some studies in this field. I think that genotype 1 is... I have no many information in this field. Sorry.
Any more comment? Yes, please.
Hello, Ed Mox from Estonia. And I wonder, do you know anything about the wild cycle of this, or mixed cycle of this parasite? Is it common also in wild animals like golden jackal, the parasite?
I think that in our country the main domestic receiver of the disease is wandering and yard dogs and sheep have a great impact in the transmission of the disease in the country.
Any more comments or questions from the audience? Please.
Hi, Joke van Ries again, Netherlands. Since your incidence is still so high, maybe decreasing but still so high, are you considering vaccination in sheep?
I think that there is no vaccination in sheep. We have a national program for prevention and control of echinococcosis in humans and animals implemented by the period 2004 to 2008. And in my view, these results of this of implementation of this program, but I don't know, I think that the sheep, there is no vaccination. I'm a medical doctor, I'm not veterinarian.
Okay. So there is no control program now anymore in Bulgaria?
This program finished and now maybe by financial lax, no implementation of new program for control.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much and for your presentation.